You got true grit.
Let's be friendly. Dig this beat, Bush beat. Take a lick. Take a lick. With a grip. Thank you.
I'm on top.
A great bit of bass on there, isn't it? Lloyd and the Prophets with Bushbeat on Big Shot Records. And we began with a relative of yours, Bongo Les Herman,
yeah.
But Bongo Les Herman and the Crystallites. And
of course, they have featured in a lot of tracks we've played recently. There were studio sessions, Crystallite. There was a lot of small studio people in Jamaica, and Crystallites were pretty much played on a lot of stuff.
Right, yeah. And that was called True Grit, obviously capitalising on the film that must have come out around that time.
1969, with John Wayne, that came out.
Yeah, so they were our...
it'd been in the cinema around that time, I would think, yeah.
So to make a reggae tune about it, you just have to mention the two words at the start and off you go with an instrumental. Last week, we were talking about Ike and Tina Turner being on Blue Thumb Records in the US, which is why they ended up on Harvest Records. Here's another one that started off on Blue Thumb in America, and it's on Harvest 5019, one of 52 singles released this week, 8th of May 1970. The group are called South Wind, and this is Boogie Woogie Country Girl.
Well, don't you rewrite ticket chase, if you please, my boogie woogie boogie woogie country girl. Well, I mean what I mean, to my boogie woogie country girl. On Saturday night, mama comes to town. She plays a boss band, let it on down. She my boogie woogie boogie woogie country girl. Well, I mean what I mean, see my boogie woogie country girl. Well, it is the music, with the beat, the rock and roll, and it's coming. My boogie woogie boogie woogie country girl, yeah. Well, I mean what I mean, see my boogie woogie country girl.
Gene, it's White Light instead of Mountain Dew. I took a little skip and right away I knew. Cause my eyes bugged up and all my face turned blue. He said, it's mighty, mighty pleasing, your daddy's gone squeezing. Said, phew, God, get it now, White Light. And the Gene and the team and the revenues too, searching for the place where he made his brew. They were looking, kind of looking, but my pappy kept on cooking that. What a light to get it now. Said, I want a drink of that powerful stuff. He took a little slug and he put the jug down. And I heard the mother moaning when he hit the ground. He said, mighty, mighty pleasing, your daddy's gone squeezing. White lightning. Oh, it's the gene and the team and the revenues too, searching for the place where he made his brew. Well, oh, they were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking that. Get it down. What lightning is it?
Wow.
Seemingly, he should have been past his sell-by date, but John Peel resurrected Gene Vincent and released that on his Dandelion record label, which, if you're lucky, you can still find the 3-CD box set, Dandelion, the complete Dandelion Records singles collection. Gene Vincent, what more can we say? That was called White Lightning. And prior to that, South Wind and Boogie Woogie Country Girl on Harvest Records.
Actually, that must have been one of his last, but he actually died the following year, so 1971.
Yeah.
35. No, he must, born in 1935. Died in 1971. That would make him
36. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, 36. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Let us cheer ourselves up with some football. World at their feet. This is John Shakespeare.
Aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Songs.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
In the morning, long before she starts to wake, I watch
tomorrow fill the sky. Only shrouded by the smoke of chimneys reaching way up high.
And I can see no grace for living in this place she loves. I know she'd never go away, and yet I know I cannot stay. Tenements and bars that all surround me. But whilst I'm lying here collecting thoughts I've had so long, I know where I belong. Her arms around me since she found me. Through the window, colored brightly by the rain, I will face the morning once again. In my thoughts, though, only pastures, trees, and hills can light my way. Through ever-shaded eyes, the curse of pride denies the right to share. But when she's there, this is the only place I want to be. But I am dying here amongst the factories and cars, amongst the tenements and bars that all surround me. Whilst I'm lying here collecting thoughts I've had so long, I know where I belong. Her arms around me since she found me in the city.
Thoughtful tune on Columbia Records by David and David in the city. Do we know anything about David
not at
and
all.
David?
It's certainly not the David and David that were the Los Angeles rock duo. So it predates them by about 10 years, so I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, there was some interesting stuff on Columbia and some... not such interesting stuff, but that was a sort of a mild sort of folky,
very folky pop. Really.
Yeah, folk pop, I think we'd yeah. call that one. So from David and David, we're going to go to David Garrick, and another single on Columbia Records. This one is called House in the Heather. And what's notable about this single, one of 52 singles released on the 8th of May 1970, and as listed in the new singles, a weekly listing of 45 RPM recordings, is that David Garrick seems to be way, way ahead of his time. Because if you listen carefully, I can hear him singing about a toothbrush, shoes and flannel, which is he's going to put them on eBay together. So you take note of these words now. Put them put them on eBay together. I could be wrong.
Polish your shoes, pack your toothbrush and flannel. Put them on neatly together. Pack them away, we are going today to visit the house in the heather. You didn't know what you'd find when you got there. How many times did you ask her? Candy, she said,
daddy, come and look and see what I have found. A little ways away from here, while digging in the ground, nothing but a picture book they had before the war. Oh, daddy, daddy, come and see. Daddy, come look. Why, there's four or five Belinda girls inside my picture book. Come away, Belinda, come in and close the door. There were lots of little girls like you before they had the war. Oh, daddy, 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 tell me, do, who's this someone in a pretty dress? She's all grown up like you.
Co-presenter Les Newman has just held up his board. I'll give it five. Could you hear me? Could you hear me, everybody? I'll give it five. Five. Sounding as Les pointed,
very much influenced by the Moody's, I think. Very much Moody Blues. That's with the Mellotron there. Absolutely stunning piece of music.
Yeah. That was on MCA Records. That was called "Come Away, Melinda." I think the Cat's Eyes were a Dutch band, but I don't think you've been.
I couldn't find anything. Several bands.
Or perhaps that was the Cats. I know it was the Cats, and there was the Cat's Eyes. Anyway, a very good single, one of 52 released on the 8th of May 1970, sounding a little bit like some of the other vinyl we've played this time. It's quite, I think the word I can use is knackered. Better to hear it in this state than not at all, is what I always say. All Kinds of Everything was originally by Dana, of course, but have you and I ever heard the reggae mix on Trojan Records? This is Peggy, and I think Peggy is performing with it doesn't actually say. Anyway, Let's just have a look here. Peggy and Carl Levy and the Cimarrons. Yes, here we go. It, all kinds of everything. Remind me of you, Les.
Snowdrops and daffodils, butterflies and bees, sailboats and fishermen, things of the sea, wishing.
Wow. Pure love and pleasure. All in the mind on Stateside Dunhill Records. And prior to that, it was that magical reggae version of All Kinds of Everything by Peggy and the Cimarrons. The Prunes now, not the Electric Prunes, just the Prunes. And this is...
not Angus, is it? It'd have been about that time. I mean, that Angus Prune came out about then, didn't it? Or was that quite...
on Songbird Records. So this is bound to be a reggae tune. And come a little closer. There's a lot of kerfuffling noise going on at your end of the line, Les. Come a little closer.
Well, I'm trying to.
Bit closer, and the next tune is called We Belong Together. So this was the Prunes on Songbird Records, and We Belong Together is going to be by Monopoly, about whom we know absolutely nothing, I think. Do we know anything?
The Americans recorded that. And also Janie Fricker and Johnny Duncan. So it's been quite a lot of versions of that. I don't know if she wrote it.
So now, as previously indicated, Monopoly. I've not heard of a band called Monopoly. Released on the 8th of May 1970. And We Belong Together. Yes, it sounded out so promising. Like it was going to be a prog rock band, didn't it, Les?
Together for
Parlophone record label, Mayfield's Mule. They did quite a few singles in the end of sort of 69 into 70. Definitely heard them played many times on Radio North Sea International, RNI. This was my big year, 1970, when everything seemed to happen for me, including the guy at the other end of this.
Canada.
On the end of this rather ropey audio line we've got going here, what was it called again? Did I say what it was called? Mayfield's Mill. I See a River. And yeah. So, yes, I'd say this was a big year for me, 1970. And the Exotics, we had a tune out on Pi Records, and it was obviously warning me about older lads like Les Newman.
It was for me, actually. It was the year I left home and went to live in Cambridge and did my apprenticeship with the Pi, was it Pi Telecom at the time, or whatever they called them? Yeah, Pi Telecommunications.
This tune by the Exotics, I didn't hear it at the time when it came out on the 8th of May 1970, but here it is warning me now. I don't want nobody to lead me on. And Les was an older lad then, and he's still an older lad now. Don't want nobody to lead me on. Pie Records, The Exotics. Oh. Do you remember The Exotics, Les?
No.
No. Well, it's been a grand time.
But, interestingly enough, I seem to see it. It was actually recorded at a quicker tempo in 1968 on Columbia Records.
Yeah.
So this was a remake of a record that had been produced earlier. So that's interesting. Mm. Soul 45. Janus Records,
that's
is that?
That's it, yes. Yep. Yes, yep. It's on Janus,
Janus
Records.
Janus J126.
However, in this instance, it was released on Pi on the 8th of May 1970. Yep. But I think Janus might have been a subsidiary of Pi. So that may have been a reissue. Which one was the reissue, do you think?
The original was 1968 on Columbia Records.
Yeah.
But a slightly faster tempo, apparently. This is a slowed down version of the original.
Well, that's exactly what I feel like today.
Yes. My knee's giving me some jip again, but there we go.
Yeah. So
I tell what it is. I've been for the listeners that don't live in the UK, we've got this daily thing. There's daily exercises called a guy that called Mr. Motivator.
It's not compulsory. It's not compulsory.
Well, there's him on. Who's the other guy that's on YouTube? There's another guy doing daily exercise to keep Britain fit during these times of lockdown.
What will we look like when we go out of our doors? I shall need a scarf wrapped around the top of my head.
Yes, that's the thing. Are we going to have... we'll have to look at our daily briefing and see whether we will require to have masks when we go out.
Oh, Hancock's half hour.
Yeah, no.
Once again, it is time to say goodbye. Many thanks for listening. We're going to be hearing Savoy Brown, A Hard Way to Go. Well, could be quite apt for us, couldn't it, on Decca Records. And then we may just get to hear The Upsetters with Family Man and possibly The Gay Lads. So I'll be seeing I'll be seeing you, Les.
And I'll be seeing you, Lesnar.
Be seeing you.
In the world.
Yes, that was essential drilling back then in the 70s. ISIS lift off.